This April 16th letter follows one sent by the municipality last November. Both are asking for the federal agency to detail what follow-up actions have been taken since the 2016 review of those two sales by staff with the Forest Service's Washington office. That review was published in 2017 by Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility, or PEER, a nationwide watchdog group based in Silver Spring, Maryland. Among other findings, that review noted timber companies did not cut lower-value trees, resulting in millions of dollars lost that could have gone toward habitat restoration, stream work, or culvert repair or other contract work on the Tongass. It recommended improving oversight, transparency, and accounting for timber contracts. Local resident David Beebe has pushed for the Assembly to pass a more strongly worded resolution. He called this yet another tepid letter.
The Petersburg Borough is not only due an apology from the Chief of the Forest Service, it is due assurances of institutional reform and professional accountability, and it is certainly due full reparations of past monetary losses while facing a protracted state and borough fiscal crisis.
BB, Peer, and others have sought an audit of the timber sales by the Department of Agriculture's Inspector General. Back in October, the Assembly voted down a resolution seeking such an audit, opting instead to send the letter simply asking for information. Another local resident, Bill Tremblay, retired from the Forest Service and KFSK's board president, said he read the reports released in 2017 on the two timber sales.
It shouldn't be that hard. It shouldn't be rocket science for them to come up with the information regarding to the projects that were planned with that money and the projects that were completed or the ones that were not completed. These were promises that were made in their stewardship contracts to the communities to get these things done. We're talking about improvements to roads for access, as well as improving fish culverts for fish passage, stand improvements out there after they get done doing things out there. It's irresponsible for them not to come to us with that information about what was done, what wasn't done, and how it's going to be resolved.
Both sales were integrated resource contracts, meaning the money from selling the timber was meant to pay for that habitat restoration and other work in the area. Local residents also noted the Forest Service is offering and planning more timber sales on Prince of Wales and around Petersburg without any indication that the agency has fixed problems with sale oversight and administration. The borough said its November letter and followed up with an email in January, but has received no response. In a December radio interview, new regional forester Dave Schmid said the agency initiated an internal review in response to the Washington office review. Schmidt said he takes the issue seriously and said the agency did respond to the borough's letter. However, the borough has yet to receive that. Officials with the Forest Service in Washington, D.C. only would say they're coordinating their response to the borough, but otherwise have yet to give any information about the federal agency's lack of reply. Petersburg Assembly agreed to send their second letter this month. However, Assemblymember Jay Stanton Greger said he planned to follow up with a resolution from the borough in a month or two if there's still no answer.
I think it's appropriate at this point to take stronger action. It feels like we've been stonewalled for the last 6 months on that. Frankly, I want to put this issue to bed. Something, if we are owed stewardship contracts, monies, et cetera, like many of the things people spoke to, we should know. And they've spoken that these problems have been rectified. Where I wrestle with it is, they've been rectified. Why can't they just tell us how? And that does give me pause and frustrates me because these are jobs for our community. I wrestled with voting yes on the letter because I'm feeling stubborn and rather do a resolution, but I'm going to vote yes today.
The vote was 7-0 to send that second letter with the first attached. It also will be copied to the congressional delegation and Petersburg's lobbyist in Washington, D.C. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.